Hello again. You're listening to the News at One, where we're covering the first day of President Joe Biden's visit to the island of Ireland. He's just concluded a speech at the Ulster University in Belfast, which we've been talking about with our correspondents Vincent Kearney and Carol Coleman. We'll come back to them in just a moment. He's due then to travel south to Dublin and then back up to the Cooley Peninsula, to Carlingford and to Dundalk for a series of engagements in County Louth. Now, the plan initially, or plan A, was for the presidential party to travel by helicopter, but that is very weather dependent. And as perhaps you've been hearing, there are weather warnings in place throughout the country for today. We're going to talk to Siobhan Ryan, meteorologist with Met Air, and to give us the latest on this. So, Siobhan, what are you saying? Particularly, I suppose maybe we might focus on how this might affect the presidential visit. What are they likely to be experiencing in County Louth this afternoon?
Yeah, well, there's a marked deterioration on the way now in over the northeast and east of the country over the next couple of hours. We're going to see wind and rain pick up. The warning actually was lifted in over the northeast, so Louth is actually out of the woods as regards warning levels. But nonetheless, still very windy here. Looking at gusts of around 80 kilometres per hour in over Louth. The yellow warning still stands though for County Dublin, or for Dublin and the Greater Dublin region as well, obviously. So the winds are a feature, obviously, for the afternoon and evening, and a blast of heavy rain on the way too. So conditions not looking overly favourable, but still quite manageable, I would imagine, particularly later this evening. That's when the sun should get through and the last of that rain that's on the way should eventually clear into the Irish Sea. So a big marked deterioration, obviously, in the weather, as I said, but an improvement into the evening hours. But the wind's still a feature even at that point.
Right. And looking ahead the next couple of days, particularly for Mayo on Friday.
Yeah, well, tomorrow it's really kind of a day of sunshine and blustery showers. The focus of the showers tomorrow for the north and east, and probably not quite as cool as today. Obviously, some people will know there were some temporary falls of sleet and snow on some higher levels mainly. So tomorrow temperatures rise up to 11 or 12 degrees, a few passing April showers. Not a bad day, nice sunny spells getting through. And then Friday for the west, it could be dull and damp initially. But I would imagine into the afternoon, sunshine gets through again and overall dry conditions. A little bit blustery, but the winds, nothing by comparison to those that will be out there this afternoon and early this evening.
Very good, Siobhan. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for that.
Okay, take care.